Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 166, Thanksgiving edition. And we're going to start off with some news from HauntCon and the Big Scary Show. For those who are planning on going to HauntCon in New Orleans, January 17th through the 19th, the Big Scary Show is offering you a special discount when you register. If you go to hauntcon.com/big-scary-show, there's a special code that will automatically take an additional discount off the lowest rate off a trade show or full weekend pass. VIP not eligible for discount. You can save up to $35. Take advantage of this offer before it's too late and enjoy a great weekend in the Big Easy. Remember, go to hauntcon.com/big-scary-show to take advantage of this offer. And of course, be sure to stop by our booth and say hi when you're there. We have this news from the Lost Souls Xmas Tour in Chicago. Chicagoland's premier haunted house party bus is back for the last event of 2019, the Lost Souls Xmas Tour on December 13th. This year we have the pleasure of enjoying two of Chicagoland's best Christmas-themed haunted houses, which we weren't able to attend during our regular season tour last October. Both shows have been completely transformed from their regular October show with new demented decorations and crazy characters that will make old Saint Nick turn right around and fly back to the North Pole. But don't be worry, you'll be safe with your hosts, Brewster Bonesaw and Terry, and maybe a few surprise guests, as we journey to the Massacre Haunted House and Midnight Terror Haunted House. Get more information at their Facebook page, and of course those tickets, Facebook.com/Lost Souls Chicago. We have this news from Stillwell Manor Haunted House in Anderson, Indiana. This December 7th, 13th, and 14th, come out for the Stillwell Manor 8th Annual Christmas Haunted Attraction, A Krampus Nightmare. It's back again this year. They'll be open each night from 7 to 11, and admission is only $20. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Stillwell Manor. We have this news from the 13th Floor Entertainment Group. 13th Floor Entertainment Group, the premier multi-state operator of theme park quality haunted houses, escape rooms, and related immersive live entertainment events, announces the addition of John Cook, founder of Plague Productions, to their team as creative director based in Los Angeles. John Cook has designed, art directed, and produced attractions for some of the most successful Halloween-themed events in the world. As a designer for Not Scary Farm, Cook was responsible for groundbreaking attractions such as Special Ops Infected, Dark Ride, and Paranormal Inc. While at Plague Productions, Cook designed themed attractions around the globe, including Queen Mary's Dark Harbor, Not Scary Farm, Trans Studio Indonesia. Taking the two worlds of themed entertainment and live performance, Cook has melded his experience into creating visionary ways to horrify the masses. John served as creative director of the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride, a 13th Floor Entertainment Group attraction, for the 2019 season. Quote, working with John and watching his creative vision come to life was such a pleasure. I could not be happier to add this premier industry professional to our team, unquote, says Chris Stafford, CEO of 13th Floor. The Big Scary Show congratulates John Cook on his new position with the 13th Floor Entertainment Group. We have this news from the Basement of the Dead Haunted House in Aurora, Illinois. A Very Scary Axmas, December 13th, 14th, and 21st. If you're craving something sweet this holiday season, don't miss Haunted House Chicago's critically acclaimed Actor of the Year, Sugar Plum Daddy. Don't miss out. Get more information at basementofthedead.com. We have this news from the Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction in Des Moines, Iowa. Presenting Iowa's inaugural Krampus Celebration in Des Moines. Join the Beast of Christmas for a romp through downtown Des Moines this December 7th. Horrific Christmas character costumes are encouraged, but not required. An all-ages photo op with Krampus is available from 6 to 7:30 p.m. before the Krampus Crawl. Bring your naughty friends for a holiday moment they'll beg to forget. Presented by Surly and Cedar Ridge, our crawl begins at a new location of the Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction, 500 Locust Street, and continues on to four drinking spots, the Royal Mile, the Hessen House, El Bait Shop, and Skull. Register now to reserve your glow stein. Each paid reservation includes a logo glow stein, which includes a pour at each of our four full court press stops, or join the naughty list. The naughty list package includes a stein and event beanie. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/theslaughterhousedm. We have some more Krampus news, this time from Krampus Loft, Cincinnati, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Look out, East Side, we're coming to get you. Krampus will be enjoying the librations of Streetside Brewery, 4003 Eastern Avenue, on Friday, December 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. and taking pictures with the crowd. We'll be collecting donations for our friends at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cincinnati. Beer, split the pot, pictures with Krampus. What else could you ask for in a holiday season? Well, lashings are optional. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/CincyKrampus. We have even more Krampus news, this time from a Krampus photo shoot happening at Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. Get your free photo with Krampus for the holiday season, but you better bring your own camera. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy or toys for Toys for Tots. If you've attended before, you know that this event also houses a car, bike, and boat show outside in Dark Hour's parking lot. If you have a cool car, boat, bike, or anything with a motor, bring it. Note, the haunted house itself will not be open, but restrooms, snacks, and merch will be available. The Krampus photos will be inside, and this event is totally free. So mark your calendars from December 8th from noon until 4 p.m. DarkHourHauntedHouse.com will get you all the info you need. We have a little convention news, this time an update to Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor and stuntman Rico Browning to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening February 7th through the 9th at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel. Born in Fort Pierce, Florida, Rico Browning grew up in nearby Jensen's Beach and got a career start diving and springboard diving in local water shows. By the time he was in his early 20s, he was producing underwater shows at Weekiwachee Springs and topside water shows at Rainbow Springs and other locations. After playing the Gill Man in the underwater scenes of Universal's Creature from the Black Lagoon and its sequels, Browning ended up president of Tours Florida Studios. He was involved on Tours Sea Hunt from 1958, The Aquanauts from 1960, and Flipper from 1963, movies and TV. He's also worked as a director, second unit director, writer, stuntman, and stunt coordinator. Meet Rico and many others at Days of the Dead Atlanta. Get more information and tickets at daysofthedead.com. have a little more Krampus news, this time from the Krampus Rampage and Bazaar 2019 in Bloomington, Indiana. Saturday, December 7th, the Krampus is already stirring. We have extended bazaar hours open until 8 p.m. and a new parade route roaring south from 11th Street. A $2 sticker contribution opportunity, now also with beer and cider. The bazaar opens from 5 to 8, the parade at 6 p.m., and the Wild in the Streets Rampage at 8 p.m. Warning, the Rampage route is not safe. Keep out of the defined path at all times because the Krampus are lumbering beasts with eyes that only focus on the naughty, and fire performers are flinging flames all about. The Rampage route is not safe. Beware the late night actions of the Krampus. After being under such tight control of St. Nicholas early in the evening, as the night wears on, they often escape and run rampant around downtown. We never know where or when they will go, but beware. If you go out for a drink or dinner that evening, you could find them lurking about and terrorizing the town, with no St. Nick to keep them controlled. Get all the info you need at facebook.com/BloomingtonKrampus. We have this news from the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati. Experience the second annual Christmas Nightmare at the Dent Schoolhouse. The entire schoolhouse is celebrating Christmas. Charlie the janitor, now Santa Charlie, has decorated the entire attraction with garland, lights, presents, and Christmas trees. Best of all, new holiday monsters have taken over the attraction to bring a grisly twist on this beloved holiday. This is not your mall visit to Santa. This is a Christmas haunted attraction. The two-weekend event is December 6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th from 6:30 until 11 p.m. Remember to dress warmly for this event. Get more information at their website, FrightSight.com. We have this news from the Malice Haunted Attraction in Belfast, Tennessee. Malice Haunted Attraction in Belfast is teaming up with several other haunted attractions, organizations, and companies to host a Christmas toy drive for the kids in the Lewisburg, Tennessee area. Malice Haunted Attraction will be open for a Christmas haunted house experience to face your fears on December 14th at 6 p.m. until midnight. This is to give back to the communities who have supported us, other local haunts, and haunt experiences. Instead of the usual price of admission, we're asking for a toy donation instead. You can go through the haunt as often as you like, as long as you give a toy for each time you go through Malice. If you would prefer not to go through the haunt, we also have axe throwing. One toy will get you 5 throws, plus a couple of practice throws, at Malice's Dead Axe throwing booth. Some of the members of Cadis Silvis will be on site and will be giving hearse rides at the cost of a toy donation. We'll be doing a prize raffle where you can win some really cool prizes from the sponsors of this event. You can get raffle tickets by, you guessed it, another toy donation. One toy equals one raffle ticket. Our goal is to fill the Malice ambulance full of toys and then some for the kids in Lewisburg. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/MaliceHauntedAttraction. And finally, we have this news from the band, The Rhythm Coffin. This year, The Rhythm Coffin brings our annual Creepy Christmas Show 2019 to the Viper Room in West Hollywood, California, December 5th at 7:30. We will have our Black Christmas Tree and Spooky Ornament Exchange. Bring an ornament for the tree and leave with a different one. The exchange starts after the Rhythm Coffin set. There will be a Scary Santa for picks and thrills, Freaks for frightful fun, and of course, Monster Rock and Roll for everyone. We recommend you come in a costume fitting a creepy Christmas theme for more frightful fun. Doors open at 7:30. This is a 21 and up only event. Get more information at facebook.com/TheRhythmCoffin. And one last thing, folks, on behalf of the Big Scary Show, we want to wish each and every one of you a very happy, safe Thanksgiving. If you're traveling on the roads, be careful out there. Don't eat too much. And we'll catch you back here on the Big Scary Show next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live in Long Beach, California at Midsummer Scream, and it may be August, but it is not too far away from the holiday season. And unfortunately, I'm not talking Halloween. I'm talking that big holiday that happens a couple of months after. But the good thing about that holiday is what has taken a foothold in America the last few years? Krampus. And one of the biggest chapters in the United States is Krampus Los Angeles. They have a lot of events, fashion shows, runs, balls, all sorts of really cool Krampus-related stuff. I have Christian here from Krampus Los Angeles. How are you doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
What can you announce? What's going on with Krampus Los Angeles in 2019 so far?
Well, so far we are planning our regular events, which are the run downtown Los Angeles. We fill a one block spot full of crazy looking monsters, and all the people can interact with them and get hit and, you know, get stomped on and stuff like that.
Beaten with rakes.
Beaten, and yeah, exactly.
Stuffed in baskets.
Yeah,
and all
we
that
steal
good stuff.
Babies. Yes.
Nice.
And then, not really. And then,
she's lying.
No babies.
Toddlers, maybe.
Yeah. And then we do our ball, which is a great event. We have it out at the Alpine Village, and we invite everybody to come out and watch like four or five different bands that are Krampus themed. And then we have some different artists who have their booths set up, and they can sell Krampus style stuff that they've created. So it's super great.
How many years have you been doing this?
I have been told that we've been doing it about 7 years. I've forgotten how many. I've been involved with it since the beginning, though.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very nice. Yeah. Now, for people who may be in the Southern California area that aren't necessarily familiar with this, what exactly is Krampus Los Angeles? Is it just a bunch of people that like to put on costumes, or is it something a little more? Do you support charities or do anything like that for the community?
Well, I think that weirdos come together for certain themed events sometimes.
Kind of like this one.
Yeah. And that's kind of what happened to us. At the very beginning of all of it, Al went to Austria and he saw a Krampus run, a real one. And he came back just full of energy about it. And he said...
That's Al Ridenour.
Al Ridenour,
he wrote the book, Krampus, the Old Dark Christmas.
He did.
Okay.
And Al Ridenour happens to be one of those guys that can get a lot of people to do a lot of really weird things. And, you know, with his past with the Cacophony Society. And so a lot of the Cacophony Society people were involved and made costumes themselves. A lot of people work in the entertainment industry, so they're already costume makers or artists in one way or another. So it kind of gave us all a reason to make some strange suit based on different troops that we were inspired by. And it started out probably about 10 or 15 of us, and it's built into anywhere from 30 to 50, depending on who
wow.
shows up. Yeah.
Can anybody join in on this, or is there an application process in order to be a quote-unquote official member of this?
No, no official membership at all. And one of my favorite stories is there's this guy that we don't even know really very well. he saw us, because he lives in the neighborhood by the run, and the next year he came down in this crazy suit that he made, and you can't see him inside there, and he just comes dressed, runs, and then goes home.
So you've got the run, which is happening. You've got the fashion show and the ball.
Ball.
So what other things normally do you have that you may or may not be able to officially announce?
Well, we've done things at the Red Lion, I think. We've done things with the Echo Park Parade. We've done things in Pasadena. There's a lot of different organizations across this whole metropolitan area who've asked us to be involved with their Christmas-themed organizations. Some of us do special parties, you know. I mean, we're all open to whatever it is that someone might want a Krampus for, I suppose.
Nice. So, the Krampus for hire, basically.
Some of us. Only some of us.
Is there any special charities or anything you support, or you just come out and just have basically a good time?
Right. No, good time. We have discussed incorporating, we have discussed nonprofit, but for us, it's sort of the idea of anarchy of coming together, having the event, and then disbanding. And I like to call it like a stone soup sort of philosophy, where everybody brings to the table whatever they have. And then it's extraordinary, no matter what. I mean, how can you go wrong?
No, how can you not go wrong? And
yeah.
And I got to ask this question. What's the weather in Los Angeles in early December?
That does affect us. The weather is typically not as cold as it is in Austria or, you know, the northern areas.
Like a bone-numbing 70 or something?
Bone-numbing 70. We've actually had really hot Christmas, and a lot of us have built-in weird ice pack things or strange fan systems that they've created for themselves to try and keep cool. We always have tons and tons of water and tons of Gatorade, because a lot of us are over 40 and, you know, can't get over
40. I haven't seen 40 in a lot of years, so
yeah.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
So for people wanting more information about Krampus Los Angeles, maybe get tickets to the ball or maybe join in on the run or maybe just start piecing together your Krampus outfits now.
Yeah.
How can they get more information? Websites, social medias, etc.
The best place is the Facebook page. I mean, we're building a community of families and weirdos, and I think that, you know, social media helps a lot with that. So if you can find us on our Facebook page, Krampus Los Angeles, and we'll have all the updates about the events coming up and how they can be involved. And if you want to make a mask, you know, contact us there so we can tell you what the best place to buy goat horns is.
You know, I've never been told on the radio, here's the best place to buy goat horns, but now I know that, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
So look for Krampus Los Angeles on Facebook and other social medias, and there goes one right now.
Yep.
No doubt off to menace some children and toddlers and all that good stuff. So once again, Christian, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. We will certainly talk more, I'm sure, as it gets closer to the season, because Krampus is hot right now, literally because it's August, but also because it's getting more popular in the United States, and we hope that trend continues. So once again, Krampus Los Angeles on Facebook. We're here at Midsummer Scream in the middle of August. My name is Drew Badger, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.